Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And President Trump's pick to lead the Food and Drug Administration told a Senate committee yesterday that he'd speed up the approval process for new drugs. Dr. Scott Gottlieb served in the FDA under George W. Bush and has worked with firms that invest in biomedical companies. He told senators his industry ties would not interfere with his objectivity.
I'm going to work hard to make sure I preserve my integrity in this role and the integrity of FDA. I get it. I understand how important the impartiality of this agency is so that people can continue to have trust in the decisions that FDA makes.
But if Gottlieb is confirmed, he may have to go head-to-head with the industry to tackle rising drug prices. An article in the Harvard Business Review today describes the tactics that pharmaceutical companies use to keep drugs expensive. Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, visits us regularly. He's here in the studio. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Robin.
So pharmaceutical companies have patent protection through the 1984 Act that rewards them for their investments. It protects them against competition. But then the patents run out, and that's supposed to help the consumer with lower price generics. But the review tells us that drug makers are still, you know, they have ways to control price. What are they doing?
Yeah, so that is the deal that they're basically trying to extend. They're trying to keep that practical monopoly going. And so they do things like pay for delay. They will actually pay generic drug companies not to make generic versions of the drug, just give them a cash payment so that they practically get to keep selling their brand name drug.
There's also something called a citizens petition that asks the FDA to delay a generic drug application, but...
Yeah, so that's actually by law supposed to be prioritized for citizens. The FDA slows down the process when those things are filed, but the FDA says that 92% of those citizens petitions are filed by drug companies.
They're corporations filing them, not citizens. Look, it also sounds like a part of the problem is with the companies manufacturing the generics. As you write in the review, they don't help their own cases. In 2015, there were 267 recalls of generic products. So what are the generic companies doing wrong?
You know, a lot of this is manufacturing hassles like contamination or a drug not absorbing properly. And so generic drug companies have had problems, and that has meant that the FDA regulates them more and pays closer attention to them. And so all of those hassles there in getting good quality generic drugs out, you know, onto the market basically does the same thing, which is slow down the process of generics and lower cost drugs coming to market.
Right. Look, the review writes about a heart medication made by the drug company Valiant. When it was no longer protected by a patent, in theory, the cost should have gone down. Instead, it went from $440 a dose to about $2,700 a dose. Now, it could have been any of those things we talked about, but the generic equivalent was discouraged in some way. There was no generic, so the company could just raise it.
Yeah.
Has President Trump's pick to head the FDA, Scott Gottlieb, said anything about how he'll tackle this?
Yeah, in his confirmation hearing this week, he did say that this is something he's going to work on. He is definitely more of the type of guy to say, look, generics are being regulated too much. It costs them too much to file an application to start making a drug. He wants to bring those costs down so that they can start bringing these cheaper drugs to market sooner.
Okay, we'll see how that plays out. Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you got it.